Thank you. I would like to thank Chairman Bill Hay and the entire Hockey Hall of Fame Selection Committee for bestowing this honor on me. My gratitude also to Jeff Denemy, Kelly Massey, and the entire Hockey Hall of Fame staff for making this weekend a lot of fun, not only for us inductees, but also for our families and friends. I am truly humbled by this experience. My congratulations to Jim Gregory, a classy person who has given so much to the game of hockey over the years and is very deserving of this honor. I would also like to congratulate Mark, Scott, and Al on their induction. I've always known what an exceptional group of hockey players they were, and after spending the last 3 days with them, I'm glad to say they're even better people. As excited as I am to go into the Hall of Fame, I'm even prouder to go in with this group of guys. The direct route from Reed Street in Sault Ste. Marie to the corner of Front and Young Streets covers just under 700 kilometers, and I could probably drive it alone in under 9 hours. However, the wonderful journey that I took getting to tonight's honor took me throughout much of North America and involved the efforts of countless individuals. It has been filled with an unforgettable group of characters and men and women of great character, people who shared of themselves unselfishly, who taught me by word and action what it takes to succeed in hockey and life, and who made it clear what really matters in both. The person you see tonight has been shaped by the hands of those people, and in honoring me, you honor each of them for their contributions to my success. This eventful trip in my hockey career began at the ripe old age of 3, with much of the time spent in the family car, driving to the rink for practices, games, and tournaments. Beyond the chauffeur service, I saw in my parents the absolute commitment to their family as they helped my brother and me develop our talents to the fullest. They gave us the most precious commodity, their time and attention, which is better than the best equipment in the world in helping a child grow. Watching my parents and brother, I realized that hard work was a part of life and persistence essential for success. Difficulties and obstacles were placed in your path to be dealt with and overcome or accommodated. My thanks go to my mom, dad, and brother Ricky for all their support, guidance, and love over the years. There were numerous others in the Sioux who helped move my career along. People like John Bacanic, who would train aspiring hockey players each summer free of charge. Coaches like Don Carillo, Terry Crisp, and the late Mike Zook Sr., who along with my dad taught me the game of hockey, made hard work seem like fun, and built the foundation for a career in the NHL. The men in the Sioux loved hockey, and watching how they respected the players in the game itself made an indelible impression on me, one which I have tried to convey to the players I've had the opportunity to work with over the years. There are too many great people who helped me in the NHL to name them all tonight, as I had the pleasure to play under some of the best coaches and general managers the sport has to offer, including Hall of Famers Emil Francis, Craig Patrick, the late Bob Johnson, and Scotty Bowman. I want to acknowledge Howard Baldwin, who was the owner in Hartford and later in Pittsburgh, and give special thanks to Peter Karmanos and Jim Rutherford, who believed enough in me to take a chance on a young 35-year-old free agent and gave me the opportunity to play for the Hurricanes and now have made me part of their front office. Tonight's honor is possible only through the efforts of the more than 360 teammates which I had the pleasure of playing alongside during my 23 years in the league. As my fellow honorees will attest, it takes all types to make a team, and I was constantly amazed at the talent, the physical and mental toughness, and in more than a few instances, the out-and-out eccentricities of the men I played with. Broken bones, lacerations, and lost teeth were part of the admission fee to join this elite club. The physical and emotional exhaustion involved in the playoffs assured no fluke champion could ever emerge. From my first day in the NHL to my final game, I had the privilege to be on the ice with some of the greatest players and human beings you could ever find. Not that they were all ready for sainthood, but almost to a man, they understood the beauty and integrity of the game and how lucky we were to be paid to play something we'd have otherwise done or been buying ice time to do. None of us would be up here tonight without the significant contributions of our teammates, and I want to acknowledge each and every one of them. I am fortunate that some of them could join me here this weekend, and I thank those in attendance, including my first roommate and fellow Hall of Famer Dave Keon, Greg Millen, who opened his home to me when I first entered the league, Kevin Dineen, whose father Bill, by the way, lobbied hard for the Hartford Whalers and Larry Plough to draft me in 1981, Ed Olchuk, Tom Barrasso, and Jay Caulfield, and also a couple former teammates and fellow Hall of Famers that are here tonight, Larry Murphy and Paul Coffey. I also send my thanks to the many others whose hockey's duties have prevented them from being here tonight, including my roommate for over 12 years and great friend, Alf Samuelson. We are fortunate to play a sport with knowledgeable and rabid fans who truly understand and love the game. I thank all the fans around the league who have been so welcoming to me over the years, but in particular, thank the fans in Hartford, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, and Toronto for their outstanding support and kindness they have extended to me over the years and continue to do today. From my first day on the ice, I was taught the importance of respecting the game, its traditions, and people. Every time I pulled on my team sweater, I was reminded that the hard work of countless individuals, from the trainers, the equipment men, team doctors and office personnel, the maintenance and locker room staff, scouts, and most importantly, the past and present coaches and players, was reflected in that team crest. These people worked so hard to allow me to play my entire adult life, and I thank each and every one of them. I also want to express my gratitude to my agents over the years and the many friends outside of hockey who have been part of this journey and remain so today. Starting with my childhood in the Sioux, I have been blessed throughout my life to be surrounded by true fans, and they all know how much they mean to me and how happy I am that they can share this with me tonight. But by far the most important person I met along this great journey is my wife, Mary Lou. It has not always been easy or glamorous, but Mary Lou has been a constant source of support and kept me grounded in what is truly important. And tonight I thank her and my great children, Caitlin, Michael, and Connor, for all their sacrifices they've made. I love you guys. So as you can see, my journey to the Hall has been guided by a host of loving and caring people who allowed me to achieve my dreams. I've always tried to live up to the standards they set and give the full and honest effort our game and life demands. Tonight, I truly share this honor with them and thank them from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.